Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. My name is Kirsten Larson, and I'm a part of the InLight Connection team. As you have noticed, Doug and Linda Addison are on sabbatical during this season. We're so glad that you're here tuning in and listening week after week. What you're going to hear next is a clip from one of our mentors. During this season of sabbatical, we are having guest speakers, leaders, and mentors in the body of Christ come in and mentor our partners. It's a beautiful time of prayer, impartation, mentoring, and teaching. You're about to hear a powerful clip from one of those mentoring times. And if you're interested in becoming a part of our partnering community, where you'll be prayed over, mentored, and connected with others in the body of Christ, where you can honor and bless all that Doug and Linda have poured out over the years, but also receive impartation and teaching from these incredible leaders in the body of Christ, you can find out all of that information at dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this next clip from one of our prophetic mentoring sessions.
What I want to do is just kind of share one little piece of what I think is one of the core lies that the enemy uses to keep us from knowing who we truly are in Christ. And just one piece of it about this. And what I want to do, I'm going to ask you a question. And again, I don't want you to have to answer this. I'm not testing you. I'm not trying to get you to put your answers out there and test you in some way. I just want you to, for yourself, think about this. If I ask you, can you trust your heart? Just think about that for a minute. Can you trust it? Can you trust your heart? And just be honest with yourself. You don't have to be honest with any of the rest of us, but just with yourself, think about that. And then depending on what direction, think about it. If the answer is no, why? Why can't you trust your heart? And if your answer was yes, why? Why can you trust your heart? Just for yourself. Think about it. Write it down if you need to. I'm not going to check back on this. This is for you. But just think about that for a minute. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some scriptures. And I do this because this is one of the things that I found is a common issue in holistically the church, almost everywhere that I speak. And like I told you, I've been doing this for about 20 years. And so I've spoken at quite a few places. But I'm going to go through some scriptures here. I'm just going to hit a few scriptures that I have notes on here and help you get to the point of what I'm talking about and then break that out for a little bit. Then we can do some questions. And then my hope is to give some prophetic words also to those who want them. Because what my flavor of prophetic is that I kind of give you an idea of your gift set, who you are, who God created you to be, how you fit with the body of Christ, and how the enemy lies to you. And so if I'm on, that's kind of how my prophetic flavor flows. But these are the scriptures I want to talk about here. So first, it's Jeremiah 17:9. I know you know this one, right? It's Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it, right? Now, if you were a no on that answer, most likely that was your reason why. Most likely, right, is the thing. So most likely that's what you hit right there, because that's the thing. Sadly, that's a lot of people's gospel message right there. Really sad situation. I run into that one all the time. But I want to deal with what he says about the heart. And what he actually says about the heart, you don't even have to get to the New Testament. You can stay in the Old Testament and find out what Jesus did about that wicked heart, right? That deceitful, wicked and deceitful above all things, desperately sick. Who can understand it, right? So if we just keep going in Jeremiah, you get to Jeremiah 31. And God says, hey, I'm going to make a new covenant with you. I'm going to make a new covenant. I'm going to put my law within them and I'll write it on their hearts, right? So there's a new covenant comes. So we know about the new covenant, right? It's a new covenant. The law's in us. It's written on our hearts. But then if we keep going, we just keep reading, and we get to Ezekiel. And what I want to do, I want to read this for you. And it's Ezekiel 36, 24 through 27. And this is where the Lord says, hey, I'll take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. So there's a shift there all of a sudden, right? there's a shift. It's like we didn't even have to get to the New Testament to find out what he did with that old wicked heart, right? He actually removed that wicked heart you had, right? It was beyond a cure. It wasn't fixable. He had to actually take it out of you, right? So again, how did this happen? I don't know. I was crucified on the cross with Jesus. I don't remember that happening, right? I mean, I'm sure you don't either, but that's a spiritual truth that we were co-mingled together on the cross with Jesus. We died with him. We didn't just die with him. We were buried with him and we were raised again into new life, right? So that's the gospel. So we're a new creation. And part of that transformation on the cross, part of that is he removed that old wicked heart you had. He took it from you. It wasn't fixable, apparently. Right? It's like it was beyond a cure. There was no cure for it. He had to remove it and he gave you a new heart, right? New heart of flesh. He took out that. And then if we go to Isaiah, right? In Isaiah 61, this is where Jesus, and this is the scroll that Jesus quoted, right? And he talks about this like, hey, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, right? To bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. Right? So now we can jump into the New Testament, right? We got a new heart. We got a new heart. That old broken heart was bound up. It's like he bound it up. He removed that old wicked heart of stone. He gave us a heart of flesh. He wrote the law on it, right? He told us that. He gave us a new spirit. He gave us a new heart. He wrote the law on our new hearts. So I still remember when I first got that one, I was drunk in the spirit for weeks when it first hit me, that first revelation that the law itself is written on my heart. Like just, whoo, man, you know, that one got me. And I don't even understand why things get me sometimes, but that one got me. It got me for a while. But then if we look at this, we jump into John 17, and this is where in 17, this is probably the teens of John are, you know, I try not to play favorites, but that's probably one of my favorite sections of the Bible, just so full of life. But this is where in John 17, he says, hey, and this is Jesus talking to dad, right? It's kind of the thing. He's having a conversation with his dad. He's like, hey, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. So Jesus accomplished that. Right? He accomplished that in you. He glorified the Father on earth, accomplishing the work that the Father gave him to do. And now he's like, hey, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had before the world existed. Right? So he's done all that. He's accomplished it. He removed the broken heart. He gave you a new one. He bound up that old one. He wrote the law on it. Right? He's accomplished that. Then one more piece is what I want to do is go to Romans. If we go to Romans 8, and this is just a double whammy here. In Romans 8, 3 and 4, the Lord says, hey, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Right? So again, let's just review that. Right? He glorified the Father by removing that heart of stone, binding it up and removing it, giving us a new heart, writing the law on it, and then fulfilling the righteous requirement of the law in that new heart. Boom. That's good stuff. I wrote this down just to wrap it all up in one statement. And let's just receive this as much as you can. Take a moment. Let me just pray and receive this before we kind of move on here. I just kind of tied this all up in one statement. So, Jesus, I just ask right now that you would comfort, you would protect, you would reveal truth, you would open people's mind and their hearts to be able to receive this truth. Yeah, and so this is what Jesus glorified the Father on earth by accomplishing the work that he gave him to do. He bound up and removed your old broken heart of stone. He gave you a new spirit and a new heart of flesh. He cleaned you of all your uncleannesses, wrote the law on your heart, and fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law in that new heart. That glorifies Jesus. And you know what's really cool? Is that Jesus says that Holy Spirit, he's going to send Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is going to glorify Jesus by taking what belongs to Him and revealing it to you. So Holy Spirit revealing to you the truth of who you are in Christ glorifies Jesus, right? So Jesus glorified the Father by accomplishing what was needed for you to be the righteousness of Christ. Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus by revealing that truth to you. And we glorify God by believing that truth and manifesting that truth to accomplish the work that He gave us to do. It's just, it's this beautiful loop that happens.
So I've been talking about Linda and I needing a much needed time off and sabbatical. And we're raising finances right now. We're raising up people to pray. Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you'll see the partner program and the things. You can just donate any amount, actually. Consider, pray about it. Consider giving. We really do need the financial breakthrough right now. And if you go there, you'll see that we have a program going so that InLight Connection will not close. We want to raise up the partner program that will get people to be giving. But we have a monthly mentoring session that's already going. And even if I'm not on there, there have been some amazing speakers already. Brian Simmons, there's just been some powerful words. We have some people coming up that would just really blow you away. Well, first of all, pray and ask the Lord. It doesn't have to be any specific amount, but we're trying to raise up 1,000 people to give $55 a month or any amount. And you can become part of the partner program or giving any amount. That would be great.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.